This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurates Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project. Prime Minister Oli says the project sets example of development through self-investment. Hearing on dissolution of the House of Representatives case completes. Supreme Court to announce its verdict on 12th of July. Health Ministry reports 2,622 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal, 2,211 people registered, full recovered yesterday. Indonesia faces oxygen crisis amid worsening COVID surge and UEFA Euro Cup semi-finals from today, Spain and Italy vying for a place in the final in today's semi-final. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the nation has gained confidence in development following the completion of the National Pride Project, which is the Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project. Virtually inaugurating the 456-megawatt Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the project has set an example of development with self-investment. First unit of the total 456-megawatt capacity project came into operation from yesterday itself. Prime Minister Oli also stressed on the need of development as common goal and set achievements were for all Nepalese. The Prime Minister also assured the distribution of power generated from Upper Tamakosi to various parts of the country through the Thalkebar substation. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Energy and Water Resources Vishnu Paudel said the Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project had been a milestone in the history of hydroelectricity production. The hearing on the writ petition filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives at the Supreme Court has completed. With the completion of the pleading from both the sides and the amicus curiae, the hearing on the case is over. The court is slated to announce its verdict on the case on July 12. Altogether, 30 writs were filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives in the Constitutional Bench. The hearing on the case took before the Constitutional Bench led by the Chief Justice Jolendra Samsir J.B. Rana and comprising Justices Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Kharga, Ishwar Prasad Khatiora and Dr. Ananda Mohan Patarai. The task force formed to resolve the intra-party disputes in the CPN-UML has been made active again. The meeting of the task force has restarted to systematically advance the informal talks being held between the top and second-rung leaders of the party. The task force meeting held yesterday reviewed the informal talks held so far while discussing to resolve the intra-party feuds within the party itself. The next meeting of the task force is scheduled for today afternoon. Chairman Oli had directed the 23 lawmakers who had supported Nepali Congress President Shahbad Dewa for his prime minister candidacy to withdraw their support till 5 p.m. yesterday. The UML task force remained dysfunctional after the House of Representatives was again dissolution for the second time. The task force members representing Chairman KP Sharma Oli are Subhas Nemwang, Vishnu Paudel, Pradeep Kewali, Sankar Pokhrel and Vishnu Rimal. Similarly, task force members from senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal's side are Dr. Bhim Rawal, Ghanashyam Busal, Surendra Pandey, Gokarna Bista and Raghuji Panta. The Election Commission has approved the schedule for the House of Representatives member election 2021. The schedule mentions the details of the midterm elections slated for November 12 and 19. According to the Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha, time for registration of the political party is fixed for July 15 to July 30. The election program for the first phase election will begin from October 7 to October 11. Similarly, the election program for the second phase will begin on October 16 to October 22. Similarly, final voters list will be published on September 8th. Likewise, program related to the proportional election system will start on August 18 and end on October 19. Members taking part in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly drew the attention of the government on a wide range of issues, from managing monsoon-induced disasters, scarcity of vaccines against COVID-19, among others. Some of the members criticized that the provincial and local units were not given authority as stipulated in the constitution. Janata Samajwadi Party's Shekhar Singh, Uday Sarma Paudel and Bimala Rai called for rescue, relief and resettlement operation for those hit hard by the rain-induced disasters such as flood, landslide and inundation. They also drew the attention of the government to ensure smooth supply of vaccine against COVID-19 and provide COVID-19 vaccines to elderly people and people with disabilities, among other disadvantaged communities. Similarly, two annual reports were presented in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly. During the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Leela Nath Shrestha, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, presented annual report of National Information Commission 2076-77 Bikram Samvat. Similarly, President of National Concern and Coordination Committee, Dil Kumar Rawal, presented annual report of fiscal year 2076-77 of the committee. The meeting also nominated newly elected National Assembly member Dr. Kimalal Debkota in the Delegated Management and Government Assurance Committee and Dirga Narayan Pandey in the National Concern and Coordination Committee. The meeting unanimously passed the proposal presented by National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Temelsina for their nomination in the committees. The next National Assembly meeting has been scheduled for July 7th. A total of 2,622 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. With the latest update, the COVID-19 caseload has reached 646,367. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, 1,745 new cases were confirmed yesterday from the real-time PCR test and 877 from antigen test. The ministry stated that the Kathmandu Valley reported 562 new cases, including 378 in Kathmandu District, 124 in Lalitpur and 60 in Bhaktapur. Similarly, altogether 2,211 COVID-19 patients recovered yesterday, taking the total recovery tally to 611,429 till date. With the latest report, the country now has 25,690 reported active cases of COVID-19. Likewise, 23 people succumbed to the infection yesterday. The number of COVID-19 fatality has climbed to 9,248. Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, has resumed its regular flight at Suketar Airport of Taplejung District. The regular flight at the airport was closed for the past 2 months due to COVID-19. According to Suketar Airport Office, there would be regular flights at Suketar for 4 days in a week, which is Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Indonesia's government has ordered producers to prioritize medical oxygen amid a COVID surge and a shortage of oxygen in a number of cities. Hospitals say they have almost exhausted supplies, with one reporting that 63 patients died as a result of oxygen shortages. Indonesia is recording more than 25,000 new cases every day. Increased travel and the highly contagious Delta variant have exacerbated the crisis. Indonesia has had the worst COVID outbreak in Southeast Asia, with about 2.3 million positive cases and more than 60,000 deaths so far. The Taliban has said any foreign troops left in Afghanistan after NATO's September withdrawal deadline will be at risk as occupiers. It comes amid reports that 1,000 mainly US troops could remain on the ground to protect diplomatic missions and Kabul's international airport. NATO's 20-year military mission in Afghanistan has all but ended. But violence in the country continues to rise with the Taliban taking more territory. Now, sports update. The semi-finals of the UEFA Euro Cup are starting from today. In the first semi-final match to be played at the prestigious Wembley Stadium today, Italy will face three-times winner Spain. Italy had reached semi-finals by defeating Belgium, while Spain had defeated Switzerland in the quarter-finals. The winners of today's match will face either Denmark or England in the final. The match will start tonight at 12:45 a.m. Nepali time. Similarly, Brazil has reached the final of Copa America. Brazil defeated Peru 1-0 to reach the final. The semi-final match was played this morning. The second semi-final is going to be played tomorrow morning between Argentina and Colombia. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurates Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project. Prime Minister Oli says the project sets example of development through self-investment. Hearing on dissolution of House of Representatives case completes. Supreme Court to announce its verdict on 12th of July. Health Ministry reports 2,622 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal, 2,211 people register full recovery. Indonesia faces oxygen crisis amid worsening COVID surge, and UEFA Euro Cup semi-finals from today, Spain and Italy vying for a place in today's semi-final. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.